Zakmula, there is a new awakening in America, especially in young children, towards scientific advancements. And one of the major questions which has been raised in training classes while teaching children is that there are life, especially in other planets, and if there is, should there be another Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is an exemplar, because he was only an exemplar for this galaxy, and it is only a part of galaxy. Another galaxy may require a different type of Muhammad. So maybe there is a different type of Muhammad available somewhere. What Quran or traditions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us?
Yes, please. The Quran tells us that Allah is not finite, neither in time, nor in space, nor in quality. So anything which is finite cannot be compared with that which is not finite. So what we have reached after half the eternity. So the question does not only apply to space, also applies to time before us. You know, eternity is a very strange thing. Wherever you cut it, it still remains in half. If you cut it 10 million years before, that time which is before is exactly equal to the time which follows. Because both have no ends. The other half as well as the past half. So that is what I mean. So if you think that religious phenomena was created only at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa ﷺ or at the time of Hazrat Adam before him, then you cut God into two halves. And you think that only one half of God is active, the other half is just meaningless. So this is obviously wrong. Not only in space, but in time, Allah has always been in acting, because everlastingness requires this. Otherwise, it is not everlastingness. So this question obviously is attempting to limit the powers of God, power of God, and the character of God, and his very person. And this is not correct. So what we do not know, that is the answer. The simple answer is that we know that Allah is not finite, his powers are not limited, he can do anything, he can create anything, but we are only limited with our world and limited knowledge. And we are answerable within the concepts which we can reach and within the limitations of our knowledge. So we must remain limited to our own four walls. Why to jump into the, interfere with your neighbors and try to peep into their affairs when you can't anyway? Yet the Holy Quran tells us that a time would come when the life as found on earth would be able to meet the life as found elsewhere in the heavens. And the two types of life would positively meet. This has been prophesied in the Holy Quran. So how and when and where they meet, that we don't know. But this mankind, as we know, the Homo sapien as the scientists call him, this mankind is positively going to meet or come across some sort of life somewhere. How the communion would be established, we don't know. Whether that life would be provided with same capabilities as ours, we do not know. Whether they will be capable of following Islam or they will have another religion, we still don't know. And the Holy Quran is quiet about these details, so that means they are irrelevant. Obviously, they are not applicable.